Welcome to your first teaching of this brand new month all around body, mind and soul. And I hope you've had a chance at this stage to look at the bundle, to listen to the audio about what this month is going to entail. Your meditations are there as well. And I put in some reading recommendations for you as well, which I feel will help with the topics we're going to cover this month. Your journal, as I stated already, I'm going to send that to you before the class on Sunday the 18th of July, because I actually want us to use that specifically in the class. And if you miss the class, there'll be a replay and I'll be emailing you the journal as well anyway. So today we're going to actually begin talking about the soul. And I wanted to start with this part because I think we focus a lot in on like our mindset and obviously how, and maybe not enough on how we're feeling in our body, but definitely the mind gets a lot of attention, let's say. But when we talk about the mind-body-soul connection, it's the three elements that make us who we are. Now, I know many of us have different faiths and different beliefs, so I suppose the first question to ask yourself is, do you believe that you have a soul? That there is an element that's a higher part of yourself that is your soul? And if you do believe in it, what do you think about your soul? What do you feel about your soul? What do you think it is? And if you don't believe in it, that's totally fine. Do you feel you're just an entity in literally mind and body? And then when you die, that's just the end of your life. There are lots of different beliefs around all of this. And regardless of whether you believe, let's say, that you continue on your path, there is a lot of conversation, I suppose, a lot of like books, a lot of you know, even recently there was the Disney cartoon that came out called Soul, which is a beautiful animation if you get a chance to ever watch that. And when I watched that animation, it was really what I had thought myself, where it's like this group of souls that are waiting up there and waiting to be born into life and have the chance to actually live. And some souls don't get the opportunity to come in and live, or they might only come for a short time. But when you think about your soul, to me, it's like the highest part of yourself. OK, so it's the part that, let's say, decided before you were born that wanted to come into your particular life circumstances. I don't believe anything is set in stone in our life except when we're born and when we die. But there are certain life lessons that we're going to experience. And I do believe that they are part of our soul's path or our soul's journey in this life. And really what it is that you're going to learn and evolve from these different situations and experiences that you have so that your soul can expand itself. If you think about it, if we were all born and we were born and everything was perfect, linear, the same, all of us had the same existence and the same life, it would not be interesting. Now, I know a lot of us get put through difficult situations in our life that can feel too much, can feel overwhelming, can feel like, you know, this isn't supposed to be my life. This isn't the way it's supposed to happen. I would never have chose this for myself. But actually, when you think of those situations, how strong have they actually made you? How much have you learned about yourself? How much have you grown? And how much wisdom have you gained even from having those experiences? We also have good experiences in life that show us the wonder of the world, that show us the miracles that exist, that the abundance that the universe has to offer us, and can show us like this joyful, really calm place that our life can and should be. So if you imagine your soul is a part of you, but also sometimes it's nearly an energy field like around you. And when you decided, let's say, to be born into your life and you came down here, you then developed your personality. And that is who you are. That's what makes you who you are. And the soul is just there as literally like a guide. It knows that the experience it wants you to have. It doesn't mean that it wants you to have these awful, horrendous circumstances that you may have experienced, but it wants you to experience certain things so they may come in that form, let's say, to teach us things. Like we talk about a lot, you know, these patterns we have where we need to learn a lesson. And I don't mean that sounds really bad, like you've got to learn a lesson, so you've got to go through this. But no, we're needing to learn something or to change something to help us evolve that puts us in alignment with ourselves. So say, for example, like you've gone through life always putting others first. You give all of yourself to people and don't give to yourself. You will be having a soul lesson there, which is like ultimately your soul in this lifetime wants to get through that lesson and to heal it. So it's going to draw you towards situations that are going to continually show up for you to teach you that maybe you're not looking after yourself enough and you have to. So how are you going to get to that next place? For example, even like on a practical level, something like your career path, where you're not really doing what you fully desire to do, and you keep getting stuck in these jobs, and the jobs are really difficult and they burn you out, and you go on to the next one and then you say, I'm not going to, you know, do those things again. Then it happens again. All that's happening there is the soul is trying to say, listen to me, which is you. Listen to you. What is it that you really want? What is it that you really need? And it's trying to bring you in that direction. I think for us, though, in our personality and in our human self, like, we can struggle to understand why these things happen. You know, you might find that you're in a situation even with family, like your own family, you might have married into a family where there's difficulties and challenges. Maybe you have challenges in work relationships or in romantic relationships, and the same, you meet the same type of partners all the time. You know, the soul is trying to get you towards your higher relationship, the best relationship for you, but you have to go through all these difficulties to get there, because there's something that you have to fully understand and learn to get there. And it's not, that sounds like very punishing. It's actually not. Like, the soul, your soul, wants the very, 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 very best for you. It wants you to be guided towards where that is. And as I said earlier, in this lifetime, your soul wants you to achieve what your soul's purpose is. That could be to travel the world. That could be to be a writer. That could be, you could have a few different strands to your purpose, to be a parent, to like run your own business, like whatever it might be. You know, to be a yoga teacher, like there's so much. But I think what happens is we disconnect a lot from what our soul is trying to show us, because life gets heavy and it gets busy and we get caught into all of those things. And like, why is this happening to me? Why can't I change this? And beating ourselves up about things. And actually we take a little step back and say, okay, hang on a second here. What is this maybe trying to show me? Am I in alignment with where I want to be, or am I out of alignment with where I want to be, or where my soul wants me to be? Excuse me. And these are the questions that we need to stop and ask ourselves. And I think it's really important, because the soul wants to bring you in the best opportunities. So like, I've given this example recently as well, but like, I've obviously read tarot for the last, whatever, 15 years or something. And I decided over the last number of years that my purpose felt like I really wanted to help women. I wanted to help them consistently, you know, to experience change, not just get a reading, they feel good for a few days, and then, you know, we'll go back into these patterns and these upsets and disappointments and everything that they're experiencing. I wanted like real fundamental change. Because I was known for tarot, and because tarot was, you know, in reality, my main income as well, it was very hard for me to make that change. And then I believed, because I was given a gift, such as being able to read intuitively for people, that that was what I was meant to do. And I really battled with that. I didn't feel like it was necessarily what I was meant to do, but I felt I'd been given the gift, and therefore I should honour that and respect that. And really then, over the last kind of year or so, I was like, you know what? I went back to doing a lot of readings last year in COVID, because I really did want to help people. And then after a time, I was getting to this point of saying, okay, I really have to stop. And I want to help women like I'm doing now through It's Time For Me. And I want to grow that and develop that in my classes. And what I realized is I have intuition. And it doesn't mean that intuition is to be used just for tarot. It can be used for, you know, knowing what topics to teach, knowing what imagery to bring in a meditation, and also doing the readings for all of you. I still use my intuition in that regard. So I could still use it, and it felt like really, really freeing. Okay. And when I did that and I finished at the end of February, I buried my cards in my garden to cleanse them, but also so I knew I wouldn't be able to go and get them, as I'd done before. Oh, I won't do it. And I'd start reading again. And so many opportunities for me work-wise came in on the things that I've wanted for years that felt so hard to get, because I said, okay, it's now, I have to say, it was the right time, because I've built It's Time For Me up. So I was able to move away from the tarot from an income perspective. And I think this is what we wrestle with a lot, with what we desire versus what we feel is possible, because we have to be realistic in terms of our responsibilities in life. But I think sometimes you just have to start. So if it's a business that you want to start, but you're still working full time, if it's you're in a relationship that you're not happy in and you want to be in a better relationship, You start to make small steps towards doing that, but that's the thing, you start doing it. And your soul is there to try and guide you towards that and to bring you in to the opportunities. And this is what I want for you this month. I'm not going to do like soul 1 week, mind 1 week, body 1 week. I'm going to mix the teachings up because we have to come into alignment with all three of these things. So, you know, really this week, I want you to look at, what do you think your soul's purpose is? The purpose that you came here to live, what is that? Is that to be a healer? Is that to be a mother? Is that to be a business owner? Is that to be the best in your field of work? You know, what is it? Is it to be a carer? Like, what do you feel it is? That's the first thing. Don't think about how it's going to happen. Just, what do you feel your purpose is? Is it to help a particular type of, you know, group of people? And then ask yourself, and am I doing anything towards that? Because you might want to be a healer, or you might want to help people, but you're stuck in like a corporate work, a job, like working 12, 15 hours a day. But that doesn't mean you can't like volunteer to help women, for example. There's things that we can always do to bring us in that direction. We just have to start to do it, I suppose. And that's what your soul is wanting. So we're going to talk more about the soul and more about how it's trying to help you. And it is you. So it's not like this separate person. It's actually you. It's just the highest version of yourself. So when I read for people, the soul is what I see, like really. I see the highest potential always for what's there for the person. And I understand, like when I used to read sometimes, that the person couldn't see that because it's understandable. I can't see it for myself, if you know what I mean. Everybody can see things when it's not yourself. And I could see that, and it seemed really simple. Let's say I'll move this or do this or do this and you'll get there. And then I felt a pressure where people weren't able to do those things to get them to that step because, you know, they're stuck in it and again, can't see. And again, that was why I wanted to do It's Time For Me. How can I actually help people on a real practical level to make these changes? So, but ultimately in tarot or in any intuitive reading, I'm seeing that your soul's potential. And it's about now trying to help you actually see your own soul's potential. What does your soul want for you? It wants the highest possible experience for you, and it does put you through the difficulties because it's trying to get you there. Some of us never get through the difficulties because they get too much for us and we're not able to get through them, and that doesn't mean that you're not capable, that there's something wrong with you. That's life, you know. And I do believe in our next, because I do believe that we will live continually until we've kind of learnt everything, let's say. We may go into the next life and carry that with us. And actually in your life now, you could be carrying soul lessons and soul teachings from previous lifetimes that aren't actually in your experience now at this moment in time, but they're still coming up for you and you don't understand why. And that can be, we'll get more into that later in the week, because that can be more frustrating when you don't really know why something is happening, you know, because it's not really relevant to you, but yet it's going on. So that's a difficult piece too. And I think it's just about what does anything want for me? So, you know, obviously I've shared with you all about my miscarriage last weekend, and you know, really for me, and I was saying this to a friend yesterday, you know, people are like, oh my god, this is awful, this is all, and it is, like it was an awful situation, but I actually feel really good. And I was questioning myself of, why am I feeling too good, am I ignoring something, am I not processing it? And that's not the case, because I really have sat, really surrendered to the whole thing and sat in it. But for me, when I looked at that situation, I was off the back of, you know, a really difficult number of years, like looking after my dad, and then, you know, grieving him last year before he even passed away, because he'd got such bad rapid declining vascular dementia. So it was very, very quick for us, and lucky in a way, to be honest, and for him. And then he passed away. And 2 weeks later, I had my first IVF cycle booked in, and that was booked in prior to him dying. And I thought, oh no, I'll do that, because I thought it would take away the pain maybe of grieving for my dad. I went and did that. That got cancelled just before egg retrieval, but I'd done all the injections. And I had three more of those, or two more of those, where I did all the injections and then they got cancelled. And then in April, did all the injections. And anyone who's been through IVF, you know, it's grueling. Like, you know, I think I did 56 injections in 10 days or something like that, each time, into my stomach, plus all the medication you're on. And it is exhausting. And then I did that, And it was successful. And then they got, obviously wanted to do a fresh embryo transfer when you get your embryos. So I went and did that. But I was absolutely wiped. Like, I was so wiped of energy after I got my... you get knocked out to get your eggs out. And I was completely knocked of energy. And I really, took me a good number of days to recover from that. And then I went straight into, like, the transfer. And I was just a bag of nerves because I hadn't had a minute to just... Oh, my God. And everything that had gone on in the previous year came up to the surface. As soon as I found out I was pregnant, everything came up to the surface. And I have to be honest, it was a really unenjoyable time for me because... so much was going on and I couldn't even really enjoy the pregnancy, and in my gut I didn't feel like things were right anyway, so there was all this stuff going on, and obviously then it didn't work out and all of that kind of thing. But I can sit in this position now and say I'm grateful in a way that it didn't, because if I continued to be pregnant, particularly then finding out we had identical twins, as much as I want to be a mother and I want to be the best mother, I don't know could I have been the best mother to two babies, because I was just on the go, on the go, on the go. And obviously I can only imagine having one baby would be a lot, but two would be so much. And I've always said I wanted twins, so it was really interesting that it happened. I would probably have just completely burnt out and not been able to be there for the two babies, let alone that be there for myself. I do think that would have happened because my body feels very burnt out at this time. Obviously, I've had a miscarriage that's going to impact on it, but it's not really the only thing. It's emotional. So I believe my soul, as much as this situation feels very cruel after so many years of trying, I'm grateful because I know that the two souls of the babies, that this is the soul connection to, wanted to come in, but they also wanted to teach me something. They wanted to teach me that I needed to stop, like to deal with everything that had gone on and actually just have a break. And I got it. Finally, I got it in those weeks where that second baby was there and its heartbeat was beating and beating away, despite me being told it wouldn't keep going for as long as it did. And it did. And they were so surprised in the hospital. But I was so thankful to that little soul for teaching me to just surrender to the situation, to go with what was happening and to stop and to actually stop and connect with the babies and connect with them, connect with all of that. But I know that they were teaching me something, because I believe anybody or any soul that comes into your life is here to, you know, ultimately teach us stuff, good and bad. So that's why I have a positive view on it, because I know it actually happened for my soul's purpose, and that when hopefully I get pregnant again, have a baby or maybe twins again, I don't know, that I'd be able to be ready both for myself and for them to have the experience of in the life that I want to have. So I'm sharing that with you because this is what our soul is trying to do. And we can go through the most shitty situations. You know, and I've had quite a difficult year, but it's been such a transformative year for me. And so many good things have happened on the back of all these difficult things. So, you know, it's not about always trying to just be positive and not deal with things. It's more that I understand, or think I understand anyway, why these things are happening, and I've got to take something from that, and obviously to grieve and go through the process of all of that and to rest and everything that I'm doing, but to look and say, okay, well, what do I need to do for myself that's better for the next time? And I've a big long list of things I need to do, actually, and that is going to be the work for myself and the effort I'm going to be putting in to me personally, into my body and into myself, for the next whatever 4 or 5 months till I decide maybe that I'll try again. So I'm sharing all of this with you today because, and this is such a long audio, but I really want you to think about your soul and the connection to it, and not just think it's something separate. And even if you're someone that may not necessarily believe in it, I'm not trying to get you to believe in it, but maybe just think, like, is it possible there's something there that's guiding my life? Because it's you. It's actually you. That's the thing. It's the highest, highest, highest possible state of you that can exist. So I hope that all makes sense. Sorry for waffling on there, and I look forward to talking to you during the week.